Postnatal depression is a common issue affecting around 1 in 10 new mums. But a major three-year study has found that singing classes can be an effective treatment. Researchers at King's College London studied 200 mothers with postnatal depression. One project was a specially designed group involving singing classes for them and their babies.
There's a fire burning in my soul.
Now, the authors of the study say it could be a cost-effective solution for the NHS at a time, of course, when mental health services are under pressure. Well, Yvonne Farquharson is founder of the Breathe Arts Health Research, and Beth Hopkins, who's originally from Penarth in the Vale of Glamorgan but now living in London, is the singing lead for the Breathe's Melodies for Mums programme. Yvonne, Beth, good afternoon.
Hello, hi. Thank you for having us.
Great. Beth, I'm going to start with you. Do you have any personal experiences of postnatal depression? And if not, why did you get involved with this?
I don't myself, but I work a lot in, you know, arts and health situations. And I heard of Breathe Arts Health Research and their incredible work. And 2 years ago, I decided to take a punt and drop them an email and say, I adore your organisation. I love that it's backed by scientific research and that I would absolutely love to be a singing lead on one of their Breathe Melodies for Mums programmes.
So how do you think singing actually helps with the specifics of postnatal depression? Because it can be a complicated condition.
Of course, yeah. I think singing is inherently an uplifting activity. But the reason that this Breathe Melodies for Mums programme is so effective is that it's been carefully designed to meet the challenges of postnatal depression. You know, it's not just your average mother-baby singing group. It's a nursery rhyme-free zone, and it shifts the focus entirely onto mums.
Now, Yvonne, how was this research conducted? I mean, where did you find these women? If it is something that affects 1 in 10 new mothers, then a lot of people out there may be looking for help. And what did you discover?
Yeah, so this was a really exciting partnership with King's College London and University College London that happened over a 3 to 5 year period. And as you mentioned, we reached around 200 mums and babies during this period. And what we did was we looked at assessing the mums before they took part in the singing, after the programme, and again 6 months later, and collected a whole range of different research mechanisms, from validated clinical screening calls to saliva samples, which measures the cortisol, which is a stress hormone in both mothers and babies, and video analysis of the mothers and babies. So really robust research. And what we know is that the singing can reduce symptoms of postnatal depression, not just through the singing program itself, which is 10 weeks, but it's having long-lasting impacts of up to 6 months later. And women can self-refer onto our program, as well as being referred on by healthcare professionals and GPs. But we know there are sometimes barriers for women accessing traditional healthcare. So having self-referral and making this an entirely free service for mothers was essential to reaching those women who were really struggling.
And were many of the mothers you helped who came to your group, were they almost at wit's end? Had they tried other things, or because of pressures on the NHS, they hadn't really been able to access alternative NHS programmes?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the women we reach, they are really, really struggling, and sometimes they don't know where to turn. Now, we have an incredible National Health Service, but as you mentioned, it is very stretched. And what we know with postnatal depression is there are many barriers for women to accessing those traditional healthcare services, like antidepressants and talking therapies. Sometimes they're cultural barriers, societal barriers, things such as fear, shame, stigma, embarrassment. Sometimes women don't even realise what they're experiencing is postnatal depression. So offering a singing group for mothers and babies can sometimes feel like an easier way to access help, even though the actual programme is not your simple singing group, and it is actually a healthcare programme that's tailored specifically to meet their health care needs. Sometimes, and the research has shown this, the women can find this as a more accessible route to healthcare.
Now, Beth, you're the singing lead in the group. How difficult is it sometimes, especially when somebody's arriving for the first time, they may, you know, may be worried, may be embarrassed, may find it difficult to join in. How do you go about getting the best out of them and also addressing their issues?
It's a great question. I mean, I'm honoured to be one of the singing leads for this Breathe Melodies for Mums programme, because there's so many sessions that run across all of the London boroughs. But, you know, we are very warm and welcoming initially, getting to know the mums rather than the babies. You know, so many just, you know, usual mother and baby groups, the focus is on the baby. But as Yvonne's just said, you know, the focus is really on the mums. We have a bit of a warm-up, for example, and then, you know, we go in gently. But there's so many different reasons why this programme is so effective. I mean, one of the things is that there's 10 to 12 mums with their babies per session, which is an ideal number to create a sense of community without a sense of overwhelm. We use rounds as a way to encourage eye contact, for example, which helps with social connection, which can be a struggle with postnatal depression. We teach songs in multiple languages and not songs that they know already necessarily. So it keeps mums cognitively present in the room as they learn and, you know, encourages a sense of achievement. And our lyrics that we've chosen, they help uplift and empower and help people to let go, you know.
And Yvonne, finally to you, I mean, one of the maybe attractive things about this is that it is relatively, it sounds relatively inexpensive compared to the, you know, the stress and the pressures placed on the NHS. What is your vision for the future of this programme?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key findings of our research study is that this is a cost-effective solution. So we have a big vision now, which is to make sure this is available to all mothers and fathers. We've just started piloting works with dads too across the UK. And we really hope that this research is going to make a really strong case to commissioners across the UK that this can be offered as a mainstream healthcare service for parents who are struggling at that really pivotal point in their life.
Great, and absolutely good luck with that. It's Yvonne Farquharson and Beth Hopkins. Thanks for joining us